Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune in to our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happened in Kecksburg, December 9th, 1965. People in seven states and Canada, too, reported seeing a fireball that night. This weekend, starting today, it's the Kecksburg Volunteer Fire Department's UFO Festival in their 20th season. And joining us, Stan Gordon, who is a UFO researcher and author and has been part of a number of documentaries. Stan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me back on your program.
Here we are 60 years later, and have we learned anything new?
We've learned a lot over the years, Larry. I started documenting the case as it was breaking on KDK radio that night on the Contact Radio show with Mike Levine.
Oh, my gosh. I remember Mike Levine, and he loved these kind of stories, and it was certainly mysterious then to find out what that fireball was. So what do we know now?
Well, to give a little bit of history, that object was observed late that afternoon from Ontario, Canada, over Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. It came in over the greater Pittsburgh area about 4:47 p.m. That's when multitudes of people were calling police, radio, TV, newspaper, including KDK, reporting this fiery object moving across the sky. And as the evening went on, it was breaking on news all over Pittsburgh. And many news reporters, including Mike Levine and others, went out to the Kecksburg area that evening after hearing reports of whatever the object was. It fell outside of the village of Kecksburg, PA, Westmoreland County. And what made it even much more intriguing was that as the evening went on, reports came in, I believe the late Bill Burns was breaking on KDK TV, that the military was arriving in the Kecksburg area to search for an unidentified flying object. But there was a lot we didn't know at that time, and I've been involved investigating it ever since it happened. I've tracked down hundreds of people who were involved, and what I found out was that as this object moved from the Pittsburgh area, it moved into Westmoreland County, it moved over the city of Greensburg, it made a turn to the south, was seen by people all along those rural communities, and went out to the mountain of Laurelville, reportedly kind of hesitated over the mountain, began to track back outside of Kecksburg, made another turn and dropped down into the woods. And I interviewed some of those locals, and unfortunately many of these people have now passed away, who saw this thing come over 200-300 feet over their head before it fell into the woods. What we didn't know then, but I found some of those people, some of those locals went down into the woods right after it fell, and that's when they came across that large, metallic, acorn-shaped object semi-buried in the ground. It was large enough for a person to stand the side of. It was kind of an off-gold bronze color, but no weld marks, no seams, no rivets, and there were these odd symbols on the back and a raised-up rim at the back that looked like some type of ancient symbols. And then the military reportedly hauled it away. Multitudes of people saw that military flatbed tractor trailer with a tarp over it carrying the object away around 1 o'clock in the morning and know exactly what base it went to and where it was placed.
And we're all on the edge of our seats now. What is it?
Well, that's the question that nobody seems to be able to answer. There have been multitudes of theories for years and years. A lot of those theories we've been able to understand and figure out does not explain what we know. There's still many mysterious aspects of the case. We're still learning more. I've actually gotten some interesting information the last couple of years, surprisingly. And whatever it was remains a mystery.
Well, I'll tell you what, people still want to know after all these years what the heck that was and where it came from. That said, you've made this weekend into a huge event that helps support the volunteer fire department, not only in Kecksburg, but I'm looking, you have all kind of festivities. So give us kind of a snapshot of what's happening in Kecksburg this weekend.
Well, the Kecksburg UFO Festival, it's become not just a local event, but a national event. The last several years, and we expect this year, thousands of people from all over the country have come into the event. They make kind of a vacation event for the weekend. And this evening, they start with half-price night. They have music. Tomorrow's a big day. There's all kind of interesting events, unique events like bed races. There's the parade at 2 o'clock tomorrow, where I'm sure you'll see some interesting people dressed up, probably as aliens or some of the kids. They like to do that. They have fireworks tomorrow night, music, lots of vendors indoors and outdoors. We have a lot of researchers there. Some of our research associates will be there. I'll be there all weekend talking to people. And then Sunday, we have the conference at 1 p.m. Myself and several other speakers will be discussing everything from UFOs to these strange spheres of light, these orbs low level that have been seen more and more, including right in this area, even in recent weeks. And should be a fun event for everybody. The weather's looking good.
And 5 acres of parking, is there a fee to get in?
No, everything's free. This is free to the public. And people love this stuff. Kids love it. There's all kinds of events going on there. And it's free.
And this is about, for those that don't know, about 30 miles southeast of Pittsburgh in Westmoreland County in Mount Pleasant Township. Kecksburg, the UFO Festival. Stan Gordon, a researcher and author, and love your passion. We got to find out, do you believe, before you go, do you believe, Stan, that there is something out of this world about what that object is?
I would say the more information I have, which I have a lot of data, and I'll talk about some of this on Sunday at the conference, I keep an open mind to all possibilities. I would not exclude the possibility that this was something that was not man-made. And I also would tell you, Larry, there's been a lot of UFO activity in the last few weeks and months throughout the greater Pittsburgh area, including daylight at low level, and we have some pictures of them on my website.
Stan, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, and keep us posted.
All right, Larry, thanks for having me on.
Again, Stan Gordon, UFO researcher. Did you feel a little less comfortable, Aaron?
I did. I'm kind of learning about the mysteries of this region.
And how about Katie Kay's role in that?
How cool. He said on the air as it was happening.
Yeah, it was a big deal. There's some other mysteries around here, too, as I look into the newsroom. We're going to check out the weekend AccuWeather forecast. Got a lot of events going on. The Vintage Grand Prix, we're going to tell you all about it coming up at the top of this hour in Schenley Park. Don't go away, or you might miss it.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.